The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert, starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The big events in one's life occur only now and then. But there are some smaller events in everyday life that are familiar to every family. And it's these daily incidents that make up the private lives of Ethel and Albert. We'll drop in on Ethel and Albert in just a moment. What are you going to be when you grow up? Ethel and Albert will be asking their youngster that someday. Several years ago, many young people would have answered, a teacher. But today, few people are choosing teaching as their profession. About 25 years ago, over 90,000 women enrolled each year in teachers' colleges. In the fall of 1945, the number had dropped to 51,000, almost half. In the present school year, enrollment is up slightly, but many students are attending teachers' colleges only, in their own words, because we could not get in anywhere else. If there are not going to be enough school teachers, the future of our schools is far from bright. Many reasons why the teaching profession attracts comparatively few people are reasons we can do nothing about. But there are a great many things we can do. For example, Americans as a whole are proud of their schools. So we have more or less taken it for granted that conditions in them were satisfactory. That is not necessarily so. Many schools have long been unsuitable, badly lit, unsanitary, grim in atmosphere. Hardly the type of place to encourage interest by teacher or student. Then in many communities, teachers feel that the public is disinterested in their efforts to bring education to their pupils. Interference with personal lives of teachers has been another complaint. Study the conditions in your schools and take an interest in PTA work. Teachers deserve the friendliness and respect due them. Now let's hear from Ethel and Albert. It's about 6:45 in the evening in Sandy Harbor. Ethel is looking out the window for Albert. Oh, yes, here he comes now, up the front steps.
Albert? Yes.
It's 6:45. Where in the world have you been?
Now, look, I'm in a foul temper, so don't cross me.
What's the matter? Take your overshoes off on the mat there. You don't tack all over the rug. Well, what's the matter?
Look, I tell you, there is something wrong with human nature. That's all right.
Something go wrong at the office?
No.
Put your overshoes over there.
All right.
Get your coat off, too. I don't know what dinner's going to be like. I couldn't imagine where you were. I called the office and no one's answered. I thought maybe you had an accident or something. I'm beginning to get worried.
You know, I don't know what's happened to people. Honestly, some of them act as though there is a law that they shouldn't be too nice to anybody.
Well, wash your hands, dear, and come to the table.
Well, I'll wash them in the kitchen.
All right, come on out then. You should call me when you're going to be late. It's kind of hard to keep dinner when I expect you any minute and you don't come. Look, you just called me.
Look, I couldn't just call you. I was in the department store, and I was busy seeing the manager and the assistant manager and everybody but the president of the joint.
Oh, well, what floor were you on?
I was on the first floor.
There's a phone. In fact, there's several phones on the first floor.
Dear, look, when you're busy proving your rights to some guy, you don't have time to say, oh, excuse me, I want to call my wife.
I suppose not. I guess dinner's going to be all right. Wash your hands, though, and bring in the water glasses when you come. You're supposed to wash your hands up in the bathroom anyway. It's not hygienic to wash germ-laden hands in the kitchen.
Oh, nonsense.
Come on now. Come on, dear. Hurry up. Don't use that towel, dear. That's the dish towel. Here, use this one.
All right, give me.
You tell the difference. Here, wipe your hands. I'll bring in the potatoes. I've got the glasses.
All right.
For heaven's sakes, tell me what happened.
You know what burns me up is these rules that places have. They stick to them right or wrong. Whatever happened to the good old days when the customer was always right?
I haven't any idea, dear. Sit down.
Yes. Oh, God.
Boy, I was hungry. 5:00, and I couldn't fix myself a sandwich. And then I thought, oh, no, it'll spoil my appetite. And so I didn't.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes it doesn't spoil your appetite, but I know with me, if I'm going to have dinner the next hour or so, if I eat a sandwich, I'm just not hungry for dinner at all. Then I thought, well, maybe if I have a small piece of cake. But not even that might just take the edge off. What's the matter?
You know, you get that from your mother.
Oh, no, mother can eat any time, dear.
I don't mean that.
What do you mean?
Look, did you have a sandwich or didn't you?
No, I just said I didn't.
Did you have a small piece of cake?
No.
Did you eat anything at 5:00?
No.
All right. I just want to get it straight.
What's the matter with you?
Look, you always go into details about everything, Ethel. Instead of just saying that you wanted a sandwich, but you didn't eat one, you have to go on and on about your mental processes and why you didn't eat it and all that.
Pass the potatoes, dear. Please.
Well, you know you do.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be careful. From now on, I'll just try to give you the essential facts about anything.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I told you I was in a bad temper. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Forget it.
I know I go on. I don't get a chance to talk to you all day. It goes to my head when I do see you. Tell me what happened. And eat something, too.
Yeah. Well, look, about last Monday, see, I stopped in the department store at lunchtime, and I happened to see these cigarette lighters. So I thought, well, I'll get one for Tom. So I bought it, and the guy said, well, why don't you have it monogrammed if it's a present?
Those biscuits are hot.
Hot biscuit, that's good. So I thought, well, why not? So I said, all right, sure, have it monogrammed. When can I pick it up? And the guy says, well, it takes 10 days now to have things monogrammed. So there was plenty of time before Christmas, so I says, okay.
I didn't get enough salt to make potatoes.
All right, so when I left the office tonight, see, I thought I'd stop in the store since it stays open until 6 these days, you know. It was something I wanted to look for.
What?
Oh, just something. Anyhow, I happened to go past the counter again where they had these lighters and cigarette cases and stuff like that. And...
You're going to look for something for me?
Now, look, just don't ask questions around Christmas time.
I wonder.
Sufficient to say I had gone in the store to look for something else. When I happened to pass this counter again, I saw some very, very handsome cigarette cases. The same price the lighter had been. And much, much better looking.
What could you have been looking for me in the department store?
Now, Ethel.
Was it something I've hinted that I wanted?
Now, look, I'm not going to tell you, so just stop asking.
I can't imagine what you... Go on.
Yeah, well, I stopped at the counter and I asked this guy. I said I had ordered the lighter the other day, and now I thought I'd rather have the cigarette case, which I hadn't seen one. I guess they just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this boy said he didn't know whether I could do that or not, after I told him that I'd ordered the lighter monogram. It was a different sales clerk than I'd had before. My gosh, this was much better looking.
He was.
What?
This clerk was better looking?
The cigarette case was better looking than the lighter.
All right.
Are you listening to anything?
Yes, I am. I've got it all straight now, dear. Potatoes need salt.
The potatoes need salt. All right. So I said I ordered the lighter on Monday, and that guy said it would take 10 days to get a monogram. So if it took 10 days, the lighter couldn't be ready anyhow. This guy said... Oh, no, terribly sorry, but once the thing was ordered monogrammed, you couldn't possibly exchange it.
Mm-hmm, I know that way.
Well, why couldn't I exchange it? If it takes 10 days to get the thing monogrammed, I'd only ordered it Monday, that's 4 days ago, obviously. The thing hasn't been monogrammed yet.
What did he say?
Oh, what did he say? He just smiled, this simpering smile. Oh, no. No, it was a policy of the store.
What did you say?
I said, well, I have been a customer of this store for 10 years now. And it was my policy.
10 years, Albert. It's only about 5 years.
Well, all right. I said 10. The heck with it. I said I'd been a regular customer, and I had spent plenty in that store. And it did seem to me that some courtesy should be shown to an old, reliable customer. Well, anyhow, he just kept saying, he said, well, it's the policy of the store, sir. I'm afraid I can't do a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And back, you know what he did? You know what that guy did?
Yes.
How do you know what he did?
He turned away from you and started to wait on another customer.
Yes.
I've had experience shopping there, too, you know, dear.
Well, you mean all the clerks in the store that way?
Oh, no, but the men in the men's wear and men's gifts are, and the girls in notions. Now, the girls in hosiery and household supplies have been lovely to me.
And
there's just a darling little sales girl in office equipment, but then, of course, I never have to buy any office equipment. I ran into her one day when she was substituting in better dresses.
Yeah, well...
Just as sweet as she could be.
Oh, well, that was nice. Well, anyhow, I was so darn... I turned to this guy, and I said to him, well, what about it? And he said, what about what? And I said, I want to exchange the lighter for the cigarette case. He said, oh, I'm sorry, sir, but it's the policy of the store. And so I just said, where's the floor manager?
I don't blame you. Where was he?
They got him. And I told him, he said the same thing that the clerk did. Can you imagine? And, of course, that just made me madder. He kept saying that when a thing was monogrammed, you couldn't exchange it. And I said,
How could it be monogrammed already? It takes 10 days, I was told. And if it doesn't take 10 days, then why couldn't I have picked it up sooner?
Uh-huh. What did he say?
What could he say?
Nothing.
No, he just mumbled something about 10 days, being the usual time for having things monogrammed.
Yeah, well, what happened?
I had the manager of the whole store called.
Did you?
I sure did.
What was he like?
Well, let me tell you first, before I got him, this darn floor manager said,
yes.
Well, when did you buy the lighter? And I told him Monday. Yes. Well, then he wanted to know what clerk I'd had. I don't know the clerk's name, naturally. He wasn't anywhere around.
They always do that. You raise the least complaint about something, they always say, well, who waited on you? And how in the world can you tell them? You never know who the clerk's names are.
I know. It's useless
to try and describe a clerk.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, I have a little trick now that I always use when they pull that on me.
Well, what?
I always say, well, I don't remember what she looked like, but I do know that she was perfectly lovely. She was so helpful and just as nice as she could be.
Well, how's that a trick?
Oh, you'd be surprised. It sort of shames them, I think. They don't like to think anybody in the store is nicer to a customer than they are, so whoever you're talking to just melts.
Hey, that's an idea.
Oh, well, go on, what happened, sir?
Where was I?
Manager.
The floor manager wanted to see my sales slip because I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I know, sure.
Well, anyhow, to make a long story short, I got the manager of the store, and we had quite a battle.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I lost my temper. Well, so did he. Of course, it wound up all right. I said, if the lighter is monogrammed right now, I'll take it right now. Well, kind of stumped him. Well, they looked it up, and of course it wasn't monogrammed.
No.
He was just lying up there waiting to be.
Sure.
Was any trouble making a change at all?
No, for heaven's sake.
No, the lighter hadn't been touched.
Oh.
In fact, the guy that monogrammed said he wasn't going to do it until next week.
No.
You know, all this fuss, you see, for what?
Yes.
So I exchanged the lighter for the cigarette case, and I'm having that monogrammed.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Just made me so darn. So all that trouble, and for nothing, see? They just don't want to go to any trouble.
Well, I know most stores aren't that way, but the Sandy Harbor Department Store has
quite a reputation.
It's just so unnecessary. I know. Well, at least it's settled. Who'd you say you were getting it for, dear?
Tom.
Tom Blake?
No, Tom, my dear brother-in-law.
Cigarette case?
Yes.
Well, Albert, he's given up smoking.
What are you talking about? He smokes like a
chimney. He has given it up. Your mother wrote that in her last letter. I read the letter to you. Didn't you even listen to it?
Well, yes, but... Well, he'll be smoking again.
Doctor's orders, nothing serious, but he said Tom should stop smoking. Well, now, don't look like that, dear. I tell you, in the letter, your mother said...
Oh,
that
for
Tom
gosh
now, Albert, sake. Honestly, you don't
I
listen.
Cannot go back to that store again. It's all...
Well, Albert, now, I told you before.
Nobody tells me anything around here.
Yes,
I
do. You simply don't listen, dear.
Anybody want a nice, bright cigarette case with Brother Tom's initials on it? Say, the stars in the solar system will have plenty of competition tonight because ABC's Wednesday night star-studded shows are sending off plenty of sparkle and shine themselves. As you know, Wednesday is Bing's Day, and that means Bing Crosby will be on hand with a half hour of top entertainment. Another star show coming your way over this ABC station is The Lone Ranger, famous two-gun man of the West, who'll be corralling a pack of adventures. As for adventure, Lionel Barrymore always seems to find action of a quieter type in his role as mayor of the town. But it's all in good-natured fun. And so is Vox Pop, the show that talks to your neighbors throughout America. Interviewers Parks Johnson and Warren Hull on Vox Pop help provide a warm human interest show. And don't forget ABC's top comedians also heard tonight. Abbott and Costello, Jack Parr, and Henry Morgan. They'll be supplying plenty of laughs. So don't miss this all-star Bing's Day Night lineup. The Private Lives of Ethel and Albert come to you each weekday at this time.
The show was written by Peg Lynch, who plays the part of Ethel. Albert is played by Alan Bunce. The program is produced by Bob Cotton.